With us on the KSRO live line is Water Agency Chairwoman, Sonoma County Supervisor Shirley Zane. Good morning, Supervisor Zane.
Good morning, Pat.
Are you in D.C. still, or are you back home?
No, I'm in D.C. We're finishing up a second day of kind of follow-up meetings, and then we're getting on the plane later this afternoon.
Okay, so yesterday you were front and center on the national stage talking about water issues with the Senate committee, and let's talk about what that experience was like for you.
Well, it was a little nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
It was exciting. It was fun. And, you know, because of the senators that were there, it did end up being a really great dialogue, too. I was pretty nervous when I sat down. They give you a little, you know, they put all the people who are testifying at the table below the senators.
Right.
And then they give you the red, yellow, green light, and they give you the yellow light when you've got about 2 minutes to go, and you're not supposed to go over 5 minutes on your oral testimony.
Yeah.
So I was second, and so I'm glad I was second and not last.
Not first.
So the guy sitting to my right who went first is the guy who's the director of the Department of Water Resources in Arizona, same position that Grant Davis from Sonoma County is going to take in Sacramento for California.
Interesting.
So it's a big position. And he'd been there for a while, and I noticed his hand was shaking. And I thought, oh, okay, I guess it's okay to be nervous. And then I thought, oh, I think I got this after I watched him.
You know, a lot of people who are being grilled by the Senate supervisor are not doing it under the conditions that you did yesterday. They're being asked extremely tough questions with extremely tough repercussions.
Well, that's really true. I mean, I was invited by Senator Murkowski, who Sonoma County now adores.
Yeah.
The Republican senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, who was one of the saving votes of Affordable Health Care Act. And so I actually ended up bringing a bunch of thank you notes from constituents back.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, we had not heard much about her until that point.
I know. Yeah, no, she's apparently a very bipartisan person. She didn't win her election a couple of terms ago in the Republican primary. So she came back here and she talked to the leadership, and the leadership said, oh, we're going to take away all your leadership positions now because you didn't win the primary. And she said, well, the heck with that. I'm running as an independent write-in.
Yeah, bipartisanship is a novel concept, but we appreciate it when we see us. Shirley, talk to us about the major points that you made in front of that Senate committee yesterday.
Yes, the major points had to do with changing the formula book that's very antiquated for the Corps of Engineers in terms of operating our reservoirs and dams. And the reason why is that it was pretty much written back in 1959. It's very antiquated and does not reflect the extreme climate conditions that we are currently under, both wet and dry. And basically, because of that, we end up losing millions of dollars of water like we did back in December 2012. And then in Lake Mendocino went down to 25% of capacity as a result of them letting go of the water because it got to a certain height.
Right.
So that's the first thing. And then the second thing I talked about, and this really made political news here today because it's in a online subscription that all the politicians and staff belong to, which is called E&E. And they featured my testimony front and center because Senator both Franken and Senator King from Maine and Al Franken from Minnesota really wanted me to elaborate about this, which is we are not investing enough in technology to have better weather forecasting. And if we invested more, we would get another 3 or 4 days out ahead of those atmospheric rivers that
which
hit
could
us
make
in
all the
west.
Difference, yeah.
That causes the flooding and also fills our reservoirs, too. It's 50% of our water supply. So the message was invest in technology. You know, don't be penny wise, pound foolish, and gut your research from NOAA, which is what the president is proposing. to really gut that, not gut it, but to really slice it down 30% or more in terms of the research on for NOAA. And NOAA does the weather and marine fisheries and oceanography.
Yes.
They do all those things, yeah.
So, Supervisor
so that
Zane,
yeah.
Now that you've had a taste of the national spotlight, I am curious. Any further ambitions beyond the parameters of Sonoma County for you?
I don't have any currently, but I'm always open. You know, I think our congressional representatives are great. I would never be pretentious enough to think I can do a better job than somebody like Congressman Thompson. He does a great job for us. And not so sure how I feel about Sacramento these days. Really like representing counties because you get to do a lot of good for people, and then you got to get to look them in the eye in your grocery store. You get things done a lot faster. So I'm happy where I'm at right now, but I wouldn't rule anything out at this point.
All right, good to know, and congratulations on your appearance yesterday. You brought a spotlight to Sonoma County as well. Thank you, Supervisor Zane, for being with us this morning. We appreciate it, and safe trip home.
Okay, thanks so much, Pat.
All right, that's Supervisor Shirley Zane in D.C. after her testimony before the Senate panel yesterday morning.